text of the story that Gideon is representing, and Gideon is representing Adventism. And the stumble of Gideon is not going to fit coming after the latter rain, coming after Jacob's trouble, coming after the second coming of Christ. Gideon, as he reflects the 144,000, goes into eternity with the blessed. So if we're going to align the story of Gideon correctly, we need to take Gideon's stumbling and place it back here in the very beginning of Adventism, when Sister White says, had the early Millerite movement continued on in faith, they would have went straight into the heavenly Canaan, but due to the strife that took place during that time period, there was a stalling of the work, and a condition set in that is described as wandering in the wilderness. This is where we are today, and this is where Gideon's stumble fits into the prophetic scenario. Judges 8:22 and 23. The men of Israel said unto Gideon, rule thou over us, both thou and thy son's sons also, for thou hast delivered us from the hand of Midian. And Gideon said unto them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you. Judges 8:22 and 23. Gideon makes his statement, and Sister White tells us his motives were pure, but ultimately, because of the experience that follows, his son do end up ruling over Israel, and it brings disaster upon his family and Israel. In Signs of the Times, July 28, 1881, Sister White says this, the people of Israel, filled with joy and gratitude at their deliverance from the Midianites, proposed to Gideon that he should become their king and that the throne should be confirmed to his descendants. His answer shows how true and noble were the motives by which he was actuated. I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you. At the divine command, Gideon had willingly gone forth to battle for Israel. He had not shrunk from duty, nor hesitated in the face of danger, but he nobly refused to accept from the people those honors which the Lord had reserved to himself the right to bestow. God had manifested special favor in Gideon in selecting him as the instrument through whom to deliver Israel. While great responsibilities rested upon him in this important crisis, Gideon's course was marked with humility and faithful obedience. God accepted his work and crowned his efforts with success. But now Gideon was assailed by temptation in a new form. When the reprover of wrong has done his work in obedience to God's commands, the period of inactivity which succeeds the struggle is often the most dangerous. This danger Gideon now experienced. A spirit of unrest was upon him. Hitherto he had been content to execute the commands given.